Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby.
And I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz.
And this is Higher Ground Financial Group. Our website is riskfeestaxes.com. We talk a lot about the three biggest killers in retirement, which are risk, fees, and taxes. So you can go there, check us out, schedule a free video call. It's riskfeestaxes.com.
So Daniel, isn't risk, fees, taxes important all your life, or is just more important during retirement?
Well, they're important all your life, and you should always be thinking about, how do I minimize risk, fees, and taxes? They're especially big killers in retirement, and the reason is because when you're younger and you're working, you have time to recover from problems. Okay. You work yourself out of some situations.
But, I mean, you got to take a risk in order to get any kind of reward. If you're trying to save up for retirement, you want to take a lot of risk to try to make the money.
Not necessarily. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's not true. For example, if you were investing in the year 2000, and you could look ahead through the future 20 years later, and you thought, well, if I put $1 million in the market, market's going to turn into $2.4 million over 20 years. That sounds pretty great. But a 20-year treasury would have turned into $3.7 million during that same time period.
Wow, that's a big difference.
So it's a treasury is pretty much the safest thing you can get, right? So with all the ups and downs in the market, the treasury is actually outperforming the market during that 20-year period.
If only I knew.
If only you knew. And so it's really important to dissect and separate risk from reward. Sometimes they're linked and sometimes they're not linked.
Yeah. So when you're younger, do you take a different approach to investing than when you're retiring?
Well, often if you're saving for some time in the future, a long time horizon, then you may not need the funds right away. And so you have the luxury of being able to put it in places that you don't need immediate access to it when you're younger. So there are some things you might do differently, but you're still always going to be thinking about, how can I accomplish my goals with the least amount of risk, fees, and taxes? And taxes especially affect you at any age. Yeah, you want to lower your tax bill as much as possible. And one of the most common things that people that are in working years try to do is they try to defer taxes, put them in a 401k or an IRA. And we often teach on this program that that's not really a good idea.
That might be one of the biggest scams we've come across. And we can talk a little bit about that in a little bit. But the biggest thing is, when you're working and you're putting money in every pay period, every paycheck, money's going in, that's called dollar cost averaging. And that actually works in your favor, because when the market goes down, that's okay. You're buying it on sale. You know, you have time to recover. And the issue is, when you get close to spending the money, right? When you're within 5 years of retirement, we call it the red zone of retirement. Within 5 years of retiring, either before or after. If the market takes a bad turn at that point, you may not be able to recover enough to have this kind of retirement you were planning on. But while you're working, if you're more than 5 years away, the market takes a big hit, 40, 50, 60%, that's okay. So right now, some people are projecting the market could do a really bad hit. I mean, worse than the Great Depression. Well, if that happens, and you're 35 years old, and you got a good solid job, and you're working, hey, everything's on sale. You can get in on the ground floor and start investing and get back up. But if you're 62 and you're just thinking about retiring, that may not be such a good thing, because you may not be able to retire. So those are things that you really should take a look at and invest differently based on your time horizon.
Yes. And a good rule of thumb is, if you can accomplish your goals without taking risk, then there really is no purpose in taking risk. Your risk is only useful if it can give you something that you would not otherwise be able to get. Because without that, then there's no point. You know, if you've already won the game, if you already have all of your needs met, then there's no reason to take risk and maybe be coming to a situation where now you don't have your needs met.
Yeah, sort of like if you're in the last 1 minute of a football game and you're up by 35 points and you got the ball, are you going to take a risk of throwing an interception, getting scored on you, or just take a knee? You just take a knee, let time run out, because you don't need it anymore. And so the biggest question is, do you have enough money? And a lot of people come to us and ask us, do I have enough money? How do you know if you have enough money?
Well, the best way is to give us a call. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll have a schedule and a video call with you, and we'll be able to help you figure out, do you have enough money? But really, the question is not do you have enough money, but do you have enough income?
Exactly. Because the actual money amount doesn't really matter so much as income. And there are several different ways to really focus on income. One is, do you have any pensions? What is your Social Security going to be? And what kind of residual income you may have? You may have rents, you may have dividend income or interest income. Those things have to count towards your income. And then you have to figure out how much additional income do you need to be comfortable, plus inflation, obviously. And then don't put the rest of your money at risk. Why put all that money at risk if you have enough income? So it's not a matter of, I have $1 million, or can you retire with $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million or $5 million? It's what income. Everybody's income is going to be different. Somebody may only need $6,000 in income in retirement. Somebody might need $12,000 or $25,000 in income in retirement. And it's not because somebody's greedy. It's just their lifestyle is different. They may live in a different area. They may have more obligations. They may have more children, grandchildren, or things that they're taking care of. So don't beat yourself up and say, I need a lot of income, and that's embarrassing. No, it shouldn't be embarrassing. You worked hard. You earned money. You've saved money. And there's nothing embarrassing about that. Let's figure out, how much income do you need? And can we provide it, or can you, your assets provide it reasonably without the risk of losing it all?
Because if you Google, how much can I spend? I've got $1 million saved. Most times you'll see the answer something like $30,000 or $40,000, 3 or 4% of your $1 million. And that's hard to live on that.
And that sounds crazy, because if you've gotten in the last 2 years, 24% rate of return, that's a lot of money. So why, if I'm getting 24% rate of return, how come I can only spend 3% or 4%? Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's because the bad years also have to be accounted for. And there will be both good years and bad years coming up soon in your future in retirement.
Well, let's just take history for a second. I mean, 3 years ago, we lost 19.7%, the market did, right? So if in that year you had to take money out and you took out 10% or 20% because you expect the market to do that, well, then you would have lost not just the 19% the market lost, but also the money you took out. So now you're looking at a 30% deficit. And crawling back out of that, you might not even have done it with the 24% and 20% return. You might have. So that's very, very dangerous. And that's why we stick with a 3 or 4% rule. And most advisors do that. But there is a special way that you can do more than 3 or 4%. How's that?
Well, there's actually two ways. There's a volatility buffer, and then there's a pension strategy. So either one of those options will help with the sequence of returns risk. It helps you spend more of your own money and never run out. So you can spend at a higher level, maintain a better lifestyle, and at the same time, not worry about the risk that market loss is going to play in your portfolio. And so the volatility buffer we've talked about on this program before, but it's the strategy of protecting at least half to two-thirds of the money from something that can't lose money. And then the rest of the money is in the market still, and you draw from whichever bucket did the best last year. And that allows you to withdraw more potentially than 4%, maybe even 6 or 7% and not run out of money. Then there's the pension strategy, and we'll get into more of that on that in maybe a future segment. But the pension strategy is to set aside enough of your money to buy a private pension that will cover your basic needs. And then the rest of your money is a play money, because that's for fun. That's the excess. And doing that allows you to spend more readily and not have stress. See, a lot of times people are stressed. Whether you think about it that way or not, you may have a good nest egg built up and you think, well, why do I need to stress? But if you're not spending the most income that you could be sustaining, maybe it's time to put some guardrails on there and some give you a license to spend. So think about this. Think about, ask you, Raz, when was the last time you went across the Bay Bridge, bridge near here?
Last year I went across it, and I was driving pretty fast, probably going about 65 miles an hour.
Okay. So you're driving like 65 miles an hour. Raz, did you hit any of those guardrails on the bridge?
No, didn't even come close.
In fact, have you ever hit a guardrail going across the Bay Bridge?
No.
Sounds like you don't need the guardrails. You never hit one. So tonight I'm going to take my construction crew and go take down the guardrails on the walls on the side of that Bay Bridge. And tomorrow, Raz, now you have to drive across that again. How fast do you think you're going to be going?
Probably two choices, either much faster so I can get over faster and without thinking about it, or really very carefully so I can get close to the edge.
So if you're like most people, you're probably going to go very slowly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why? Why do you feel like you need to go slower? You never hit the guardrail in the first place.
That's what the guardrails are there for, just in case.
It makes you feel more comfortable going quickly so that you know if something happens, which is if you're totally unexpected, at least you'll be safe in that case.
Yeah, if you have a tire blowout or something, yeah, and falls off somebody else's car and you're avoiding it or something like that, the guardrails there to protect you. I haven't needed that. But if it ever comes up, I'd like to have them there.
And so if we're able to put guardrails around your retirement, so you know that in the worst case scenario, you either can't lose over a certain amount, or you will not be exposed to future taxes, or your income will never drop below a certain amount. If you have those guardrails, that gives you a license to spend. Just like the guardrails on the bridge give you a license to drive faster with more peace of mind. And what we found is that clients, even when they have a substantial amount of money set aside, they feel so much more comfortable having some kind of guardrails in place and some kind of plan for how much is safe to spend and not run out. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. We'll schedule a free video call with you and find out what kind of guardrails you might need on your retirement and what kind of spending plan would help you to maximize what you've saved. Because the worst thing in the world is being saving so much money all your life, coming up with a really big number set aside, and then being told by your advisor, oh, well, I'm sorry, you can only spend enough to have half the lifestyle you had while you're working. You know, that's the dirty little secret of why people are always assuming they're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement.
And do you really want to be in a lower income? Do you really want to be poor? That's really what the question is. Do you want to be poor, so poor that you pay less taxes, but are you really enjoying life?
So we would like you to have your cake and eat it too. We want you to have some proper tax planning ahead of time so that you minimize your taxes, and you could even pay 0% tax in retirement, depending on how your situation is, but also be able to sustain the income that you want and keep the same or better lifestyle. So most of our clients, when they come to us, we'd help them develop a plan to minimize risk, fees, and taxes, those three biggest killers. And they end up retiring several years sooner than they thought was possible.
And they usually have twice as much income too.
They usually have considerably more income than they thought was possible as well, because they've taken steps now with us to reduce risk, fees, and taxes. And that just gives you so much more peace of mind. It reduces your stress around retirement. So again, check out our website, riskfeestaxes.com. This is Higher Ground Financial Group. You're listening to Daniel and Raz at Higher Ground Financial Group. And again, that website is riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.